I find joy in my life.
By reading quietly.
Through laughter. Through exercise.
In my hobby of baking.
With my family and friends.
In being in nature.
In running.
In investing in the relationships that bring my life meaning.
When I can put my toes in the sand and hear the crashing of the waves.
Welcome to Joy of Medicine On Call, where we explore the many paths physicians take to find joy in our practice of medicine. I am your host, Dr. Rajiv Mesquita, and I look forward to your engagement in this exciting program. Welcome. My guest today is Dr. Eric Williams. Dr. Williams was actually born in the sunny island of Trinidad, and he traveled out here to the United States to attend college at Howard University in Washington, D.C. And then he completed actually a B.S. in chemical engineering and also has a master's degree with a minor in math. And then after that, he applied and attended medical school at Howard University and then went on to do a residency in vascular surgery after doing some research, and has been practicing here in Sacramento since.
Absolutely, 20 years at Kaiser.
My goodness, that's fantastic. Well, tell me, Eric, I know you have a focus on mentoring, and that has been a huge part of your life. And your identity. But can you tell me what made you become interested in that topic?
Two things. I felt that as a young man, there were others who took interest in me. I remember distinctly one of my chemistry professors in high school called my father into the office. And initially, you would think that's never a good thing when your parent gets called in. But his thought was that he felt I had more potential than I was being able to use, and asked my father to allow me to devote more time to studying. And with that interest, I got the opportunity to get where I am now. Fast forward to my kids in college and being asked to speak to the students about a career in medicine. And as I would sometimes do, I asked them to pass a piece of paper around and let students express what careers they were interested in. And there was a gamut from farming to astrophysics. And after meeting with some of the teachers, Mrs. Lemon specifically, and the school board, we realized that these students really didn't have a good background for making these choices. And we had gotten to the point where students, one, needed to make an educated choice for themselves, for relevance of their school, and for the cost that it would take for their parents. And we went about trying to design a program of which medicine was a huge part.
So this was high school.
This was high school.
And so, you know, Eric, with current day life as physicians, you know, we feel there's a lot of things that are thrown at us. You know, physicians feel that their lives are so busy, they have very little time to do anything else. And so it's causing increasing strain. You hear about increasing burnout. But you have actually been able to go out there and do all these other things. And as a vascular surgeon, I know you work pretty hard. So do you find that this actually helps you in some ways?
This helps me a lot. I think as a vascular surgeon, one of my strengths is my past involvement in engineering. It allows me to visualize and appreciate vascular surgery in a sense that many other people from another field would not. Speaking to the students, it allows me to connect with them and recognize their interest in medicine and try to support them in it. I had one administrator come out with us as we were preparing the program, and I had indicated to her that, no, we actually meet on Sundays and many evenings to prepare the program, and they didn't believe it. That's when the time was available. And I have to thank, you know, my family for giving me the time to do that because it has made a huge difference for me. And as I see it now, each of the people who have been involved with the students and touched these students and got an opportunity to teach these students also found immense joy and pleasure. Yeah. It's amazing what someone in each field is willing to do when there's a young person who's interested. They find satisfaction.
So you inadvertently get something back. Actually, by giving, you actually get something back.
Yeah.
And do you actually see the sequela later on, some of these students, after they go on from your mentorship?
Yeah. We are now into our seventh year. And there are students who have graduated from the high school, gone through college, and are now attending medical school. There are others who are going into engineering degrees, others who are going into law, some of whom are interested in doing public policy and medicine. So I compare it to tossing a little pebble in a stream, and the ripple effect is tremendous. Yeah. So it's been very, very helpful.
And it seems to me it gives you a strong sense of purpose as you actually do this. Can you also tell me about your work-life balance? I know, you're doing all these other things and you're trying to balance them. Has that been hard? Has that been easy? What have you learned from that?
It has been hard sometimes. I would say, and I would have to admit, that I too, like many of my colleagues, have been a victim of burnout and have had to recalibrate my life and really and truly take some time. One of the most satisfying things I find to do is to simply take a walk. It clears my mind. I've started a series that I share with my family called An Old Man and His Old Dog. I walk with my 13-year-old lab, and we sometimes, you know, sit on the ground, sit on a bench and take pictures, and it's a lot of fun. You just have to carve some time out for yourself.
Yeah, and you know, it brings us to that other question about taking time for yourself. So do you schedule that in, or is
yes,
that something that...
I do. I do. And I have been very willing to learn from other people. Mm. And what I discovered, and from a really, really good friend of mine, is start your day with a routine. Even if you feel rushed and hurried, pause for a moment. Do that thing that sets your day. Uh-huh. Even in the morning now, when I get dressed, I've instituted one more change as of about 6 months ago. And this is a little crazy, but I choose my pair of socks. I no longer wear black socks, brown socks, white socks. No, I get to choose my pair of socks that makes me feel good that day.
You must have a great collection of socks.
I do.
Love to see pictures. Yeah. You know, which, you know, brings us to, I want to actually go back a little bit to that mentorship. Can you give us the name of your mentorship program for listeners who may be interested in that?
Sure, absolutely. The name of the program is Career Technical Education Summer Preceptorship Program. It originally was named VISTA Summer Preceptorship Program, or VSPP, with a nod to the high school where it originated, at Vista Del Lago High School in Folsom. The motto of the program is Bridging the Past, the Present, and the Future.
Great. Thank you so much. Do you recommend that as something to regain that passion for medicine?
I absolutely do. What a young person needs to give them insight into medicine is a lot less than we realize. It does not take very much time. And it raises an enthusiasm in ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's a satisfying feeling. It truly is. And it doesn't take a lot of time, particularly if it's a shared responsibility. We've done that at Kaiser since the beginning. They've been a big part of it. This year we hosted 40 students, 20 from Folsom Cordova and 20 from St. Francis, and the demand is increasing. So we are really looking for additional partners, whether it's in private practice or in industry.
And they can contact you.
Yes, they can contact me.
And I should say that that Eric was also on the Medical Society board. He has not shied away from service and yet has found time. So no, thank you for that. Also, in terms of taking time for yourself and hobbies, Eric, I know you're an avid photographer. What are your thoughts on hobbies and helping with wellness?
I view hobbies the same way I view setting up a routine, except that it's not as routine, but you've got to make time for it. I love the iPhone because now I can take walks and I can capture images that many people, particularly early in the morning, would never see.
Hmm.
Another series I've started is taking a walk on the wild side in Folsom.
Huh.
And I would see wild animals, ducks, geese, deer, fox.
You just snap a picture with your iPhone.
Take a picture of it with my iPhone. Yeah. You know, the things that you see, sometimes you see only once. So you've got to be prepared.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've seen some of the photos you've taken. They've been quite exceptional. That's fantastic. So any hobby, no matter what it is.
Any hobby. I also write poetry, and I enjoy it. It allows me to express what I feel, what I see. And very often I find that I am able to listen more intently to my patients or my family and my friend and express that in a poem. So sure. It really forces me to listen.
Yeah, yeah. Can you give us an example of a poem you've written?
I can, absolutely. And this poem is relevant to the topic we are discussing. It's called Preceptorship. And I've taken two portions of it out. And so this is an excerpt. Years of gathering knowledge, honing skills to a sharpened edge, able to cut through the inconsequential stored within me. Sharpen someone else's knife. Pack someone else's bag with skills. Make someone else's connections. And as you bend forward, have someone step upon your back and rise.
Powerful poem on mentorship. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
You're quite welcome. My pleasure.
As physicians, we're faced with increasing demands, Eric, that have put on us strain in our lives. What are your thoughts on burnout?
My thoughts on burnout is really related to our training. The training for physicians has been quite intense. The introduction of technology has created significant impacts on our lives. As a result, we are unwilling to admit when we are being overwhelmed personally. And as a result, we do not look for it in each other. And in many cases, it's right in front of us. There's a reason why the suicide rate and injury rate is increasing in physicians without being caught. And the people who are present and you would expect to catch it would be our colleagues. And yet we do not. I think that is a glaring fault in our part.
Do you feel that connecting with each other and building communities would be important to us as physicians?
Absolutely, it will. Showing weakness has been something that we have kept in the closet for a long time, but it's time for it to come out.
Thank you. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts for our listeners or any advice?
I would say mentoring is a very, very useful and if not necessary part of what we do in our job and in our daily lives. It makes a huge difference with a little effort. Setting up a routine is really important. Do it every time. Taking care of your physical well-being is also important. I recently started exercising at Orange Theory, and I call that a near-death experience. They take you as close to the edge as possible without killing you, but at the end of it, it really feels good.
Is that a boot camp or something? Or
It's a one-hour exercise boot camp, yes.
My goodness, no wonder you look like you're in good shape. That's great. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, Eric, and just respond to it. You may first reflect on something that brought you joy in the last week.
I would say speaking with my daughter, her insight into things, her ability to listen to others, and her patience is really instructive to me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good advice. What is the best advice you've ever received?
The best of advice I've ever received is advice by my from my father. His statement and to everyone in my family has been to take it one day at a time. I've extended that a bit more, particularly for people who feel extremely stressed. Take it one moment, 1 minute, 1 hour, one day at a time.
Yeah, that's good advice. Eric, what is a book you can recommend that helped you find joy?
Probably one called The Five Love Languages by Gary Chapman. It's a book that taught me how to listen, that told me how different people appreciated different things, and we did not always see the same thing. But if we understood that individual, we can create much more joy for them and for us.
Wow, that's great. Eric, who's someone you admire?
I would have to say my father. Yeah. He had a huge impact on me. He taught me that if you sat and you thought enough and analyzed what you were dealing with, you could come to some conclusion. He was extremely strong-willed. I am nowhere near that.
You could have fooled me, yeah. Great. Eric, what are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for the opportunity to be part of a program in mentorship of younger students. I see the satisfaction that they get, the opened eyes, and the freedom when we tell them that they're going into a program that they don't have to commit to. And that's part and parcel of the whole thing. You're going into a preceptorship, whether it's in law, engineering, or medicine, and you do not have to commit to it. You simply have to take something out of it, understand it, make a decision, share that with others.
Yeah, great. Eric, how do you take time for yourself?
The old man and his old dog. I walk. I exercise. I also do a lot of carpentry, masonry, and
my goodness.
These are things I enjoy, and I enjoy doing it with my neighbors. I am live in a fortunate community where we work together.
You connect with them.
Yes.
Yeah. Eric, what is a step listeners can take in the next 24 hours to find joy?
Take a walk. Just take a 15-minute walk without a telephone.
That's great advice. Without Facebook or the iPhone. Yeah, great advice. Well, this has been a delightful evening. I would like to thank Dr. Eric Williams for spending the evening with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure being here.
Let's begin our walking meditation. Draw your attention to your surroundings, to your breath, to your feet. Feel your feet firmly planted on the floor. Gently begin walking slowly. Feel your right foot moving forward, then your left. And as you walk, Pay attention to the sensation of the ground on your feet. Maybe the area is flat. Maybe it's uneven. Paying attention to each step, your right foot, then your left foot. Noticing what's around you. Maybe there's a garden. Maybe some buildings. If your mind gets distracted, just bring yourself back to where you are. Always bring yourself to where you plant your feet, your right foot, then your left foot. It's okay for the mind to wander. Just consider whatever it is and bring yourself back to the present moment. Paying attention to the surroundings. Maybe there's some birds. Noticing the street or the sky above. Bringing yourself back to where you are. Drawing attention to your feet on the ground. You can continue doing this as long as you like. Always bringing yourself back to your feet. This concludes the narration.